Well, I know that feeling, right? The critical first impression of business. But what happens when your introduction just doesn't quite land? You know, that moment. You meet someone new, you've got maybe 10 seconds to make a good impression, and the words just, well, they sort of fall flat. Today, we're diving deep, a real deep dive into mastering professional business introductions. And we're focusing specifically on that C1 level. That's the level, you know, the nuanced strategic fluency that really makes you stand out professionally. All our insights today are distilled from a fantastic resource, Mastering Professional Business Introductions at C1 Level, which comes to us from lingexam.com. Seriously, if you're focused on boosting your business English vocabulary and expressions, I really recommend heading over to lingexam.com. They've got this guide and just so much more valuable stuff.
That's exactly it. A professional intro, especially at C1, isn't just, well, saying your name and job title. It's really not. It becomes a strategic communication skill. It's about how you carefully craft and deliver your background, your expertise, your role, making sure it's clear, confident, and importantly, strategic. It genuinely sets the tone for everything that comes after.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit. When we say introducing yourself professionally in business, what does that really mean? Beyond just the basics, what makes it C1?
Right. So at its core, for C1 learners, it means presenting your background, expertise, and role, not just clearly, but with a deliberate impact. An introduction in business isn't just a formality, you see. It's your first immediate chance to show tangible value, to build real credibility, and, crucially, to strategically open doors for collaboration, for networking. The C1 level lets you do this with, well, remarkable conciseness, relevance, and you can tailor it perfectly to any context, high-stakes meeting, big networking event, even a virtual call. It's about using that sophisticated vocabulary, those complex sentence structures, to subtly influence how people see you.
Okay, so why is this skill so incredibly important then? What are the ripple effects of getting this right? A really compelling C1 level introduction, what does it do beyond just saying hello?
Oh, the impact is huge, profound, really. First off, a carefully crafted introduction creates a strong first impression, those first few seconds. They genuinely shape how others see your competence, your confidence, your credibility. It's like your personal brand in miniature.
You're right.
Exactly. Secondly, a well-structured introduction delivered with that C1 finesse, it actively builds rapport and trust. It makes you memorable, you know, in a sea of faces because you've articulated your value clearly, compellingly. Thirdly, it facilitates effective networking, not just collecting cards, but actually making meaningful connections because you've shared relevant strategic details. And finally, by clearly stating your role and expertise, you consciously set the stage for future collaboration. You're inviting interaction, potential partnerships. It's not just a handshake. It's laying the groundwork, the intelligent groundwork for everything that follows.
And to lay that groundwork well, we need the right ingredients.
Mm.
So what are the absolute must-haves, the essential elements our sources highlight for a successful business introduction?
Generally, yeah. A truly effective C1 intro needs your full name and optionally how you prefer to be addressed. You know, call me Mike. Then clearly state your position or role and the company or organization name. Crucially, follow that immediately with a brief but impactful summary of your main responsibilities or your area of expertise, maybe even a recent relevant project.
Ah, okay, the substance.
Exactly. For extra impact, you might add a concise, relevant achievement or qualification, something concrete. And always wrap it up naturally. A conversational or context-appropriate closing that kind of encourages the next step. These elements, delivered with C1 precision, they really form the backbone.
Could you walk us through that step by step? Maybe give us some C1 level examples. Bring it to life a bit.
Absolutely. Let's break it down. Step one, state your name and preferred form of address. So you might say, good morning. My name is Dr. Emily Carter, but please call me Emily. Simple, clear,
yeah.
Or maybe slightly less formal, but still professional. Hello, I'm Michael Lee. I go by Mike. The C1 part here is really in the confident, natural delivery.
Oh.
Second, state your role in organization. This anchors you. Examples from the source like, I am responsible for business development at Green Tech Solutions, or I am the head of marketing at lingexam.com. Another good C1 example might be, my main area of expertise is financial analysis, and I'm currently a senior analyst with Deloitte in their London office. See how it gives context and ownership?
Yeah, clear. Okay.
Third, briefly explain your background or core responsibilities. This adds the what you do beyond just the title. You could say something like, I have a strong background in leading cross-functional teams on complex international projects.
Okay.
Or maybe my role involves overseeing comprehensive market research and competitor analysis for the EME region. Instantly tells them your contribution.
Right. Much more informative than just a title.
Precisely. Step four, which is optional but adds punch, is to highlight a key achievement or relevant experience. This is your proof. For example, I have extensive experience with intricate mergers and acquisitions in the energy sector. Or, recently, I coordinated a successful product launch that resulted in a remarkable 30% increase in market share.
Oh.
That's demonstrating, not just stating.
Wow, yeah. That lands differently.
It does. And finally, step five. End with a conversational or contextual closing. This invites engagement. Something like, I genuinely look forward to collaborating with you all on this project. Or perhaps, please feel free to connect with me if you'd like to discuss any potential synergies after this session. It builds that bridge forward.
This deep dive really hammers home the C1 mastery. Beyond the structure, what about the language itself? What sophisticated patterns or expressions can really elevate an introduction? Make it stand out.
Ah, yes. This is where C1 proficiency really gives you that edge. It's not just what you say, but the subtext conveyed by your language choice. Think about sophisticated sentence starters. Phrases like, I am currently serving as, or my main focus at the moment is, mm-hmm. or even with over 10 years experience in the tech sector, I. These immediately frame you as strategic, high level, even before you state your role. It subtly influences perception.
Okay, I see. It sets a different tone.
Exactly. Then you have specific C1 level key expressions. These are more precise, more impactful than simpler words like, I am responsible for, or my main area of expertise is, also, I have a strong background in, I specialize in, my role involves, and I have extensive experience with, each carries a specific professional weight.
Right.
And for polished additions to show passion or commitment or that track record, think about using I am passionate about, or I am particularly interested in, or I am committed to, and the classic I have a proven track record in. These aren't filler. They signal drive and past success.
That's fascinating. Can you break down the impact of a couple of those? Like, what's the real difference between saying, I am responsible for, versus my main area of expertise is? It feels subtle, but maybe crucial at C1?
It is crucial. Responsible for clearly defines your accountability. Your direct contribution to an outcome, it signals ownership.
Mm.
So, I am responsible for developing our company's entire digital marketing strategy. That states your direct duty, its scope, it's about action and ownership.
Okay, accountability. Got it.
Whereas my main area of expertise positions you as a specialist, someone with deep, perhaps unique knowledge. It's less about a specific task, more about a capability or an intellectual domain. Like, my main area of expertise is complex financial risk assessment. This suggests thought leadership in that specific area.
Ah, okay. Specialist versus accountable manager.
In a sense, yes. And similarly, I have a strong background in. Isn't just saying I have experience. It actively establishes your foundation, builds credibility. For example, I have a strong background in leading multinational sales teams through periods of significant growth. These aren't just words, you see. They're strategic choices. C1 mastery helps you pick the precise word to paint the most powerful picture.
This raises a really important question, though.
Hmm.
How do we tailor this perfection to different situations? An interview feels completely different from a networking event or, you know, a virtual team meeting. Those nuances must matter hugely.
Oh, absolutely. Context is king, and a C1 speaker really excels at adapting. For interviews, your focus needs to be laser sharp,
right.
Relevant qualifications, specific experience, and genuine motivation for that particular role, like Anna Fernandez in our source. My name is Anna Fernandez, and I'm applying for the project manager position. I have a strong background in agile methodologies and have successfully led international teams in the IT sector for 7 years, consistently delivering projects ahead of schedule. Direct, relevant, addresses the need.
Right, straight to the point for the interviewer.
Exactly. Now, at networking events, the goal shifts. You emphasize broader expertise, openness to connection. Think Javed Khan. Hello, I'm Javed Khan, a senior consultant at Future Vision. I specialize in business process optimization, and I'm keen to connect with professionals in the field of digital transformation, particularly those exploring AI integration. It invites specific, relevant conversation.
Okay, opening doors there.
Mm-hmm. For multinational meetings, mentioning cross-cultural experience or international scope right away sets a collaborative tone, like Sophie Mueller from DataWave. My main area of expertise is market expansion in the DACH region, and I frequently collaborate with teams across Europe and Asia, bridging diverse business cultures. Immediately sets that global context.
Smart. Establishes relevance quickly.
And in virtual meetings or video calls, highlighting your role, current projects, maybe remote experience is key. Like Chloe Williams. Good afternoon. I'm Chloe Williams, Operations Manager at Interlink Global. I'm responsible for overseeing remote teams in three continents and implementing digital workflow solutions that enhance global efficiency. Clear. Relevant to the virtual context.
It's genuinely fascinating how the why you introduce yourself changes so much with the where.
Yeah.
And it's not just the setting, is it? There's also that whole layer of cultural awareness we need to think about.
You are absolutely right. Cultural sensitivity is, well, it's non-negotiable in international business. Several things to watch out for, like titles and hierarchy. In some cultures, using doctor or professor isn't optional. It's expected respect.
Mm-hmm.
Formality levels, too, they vary hugely by country, even by company. What's normal in Silicon Valley might seem rude in, say, Tokyo.
Right. Big differences there.
Huge. And physical gestures. Handshakes, bows, nods. They all carry different weight. In virtual settings, a polite smile, direct eye contact, those are pretty universal cues of engagement. Our source gives that great Japan example. Good morning. My name is Kenji Sato. I am the Business Development Manager at Sekro Corporation. It is a pleasure to meet you. Very formal, emphasizes position, respectful pleasantry. Understanding these nuances, often subtle, prevents misunderstandings and builds much stronger relationships.
Okay, so knowing what to do is one thing, but let's be honest. Sometimes knowing what not to do is even more helpful. We've talked about the ideal structure, but in the moment, it's easy to stumble. Are there common traps C1 learners fall into, even when they technically know the rules?
That's a critical point. Because yes, even at C1, bad habits can creep in or nerves take over. A big one is being too vague or generic. A C1 learner shouldn't default to, "Hi, I'm John, I work in sales." No. Aim for precision. "Hello, I'm John Taylor, Regional Sales Manager at Premier Solutions. I specialize in developing long-term client relationships and driving revenue growth in the healthcare sector." See the difference. Clear, impactful.
Yeah, miles apart.
Another trap is speaking for too long. We've all seen it, right? Someone starts their intro and just keeps going. You can almost see the listener mentally check out.
Uh-huh, yeah. The eyes glaze over.
Exactly. Keep it concise. That 20 to 40 second range is a good target. Enough info, but keeps attention. Also, while C1 involves sophisticated language, a mistake is using informal language or slang inappropriately. Maintain professionalism, especially initially. C1 means knowing when formality is needed and when maybe a tiny bit of contextual casualness works.
Good distinction.
And finally, linking back to our previous point, forgetting to adapt to the context. A perfect script is useless if it's for the wrong audience or situation. Always, always customize.
So bringing this all together for our listeners, what does this mean practically? How do we actually put this into practice and really master these introductions beyond just knowing the theory? What's the C1 way to practice?
Right. True mastery, especially at C1, isn't just memorizing lines. It's about fluid adaptation under pressure. It's one thing to know you should use oversee, quite another to spontaneously choose it instead of manage when you're unexpectedly put on the spot at a big event.
Okay, so how do we build that muscle?
First, strategically draft your introductions, plural. Don't just write one generic intro. Create nuanced versions for key scenarios you expect. That crucial interview, a high-value networking event, maybe a virtual kickoff with a new international team. This forces you to think about the specific goal each time.
Mm-hmm. Multiple tools for the toolkit.
Precisely. Second, record yourself and analyze critically. Use your phone. Listen back not just for content, but for clarity, confidence, pace. Are there verbal tics? Hesitations undermining your polish? Be honest.
Oh, the dreaded recording.
Uh-huh. Yes, but it's so effective. Third, seek targeted feedback. Ask a mentor, a senior colleague, maybe a language coach. Don't just ask, is it good? Ask specific things. Does this clearly convey my strategic value? Is it concise but still impactful?
Good point. Specific questions get specific answers.
Fourth, improvise and adapt in real situations. Use every real chance you get. Meetings, conferences, client calls. Don't just recite your script. Try to weave your key points into the actual flow of conversation. That's the real test.
Practice under fire.
Essentially, yes. And fifth, regularly refine and elevate. Your role changes, your expertise grows, your introduction should too. Consciously update it. C1 isn't static, it's continuous improvement. And to help with that C1 edge, our source highlights some excellent vocabulary. But again, it's about strategic choice. Take over C. It means supervise or manage, yes, but choosing it signals strategic responsibility, a broader scope than just day-to-day tasks. I oversee the global sales team across 5 regions.
Right. Implies leadership.
Exactly. Liaise, communicate, and coordinate. Use it to highlight high-level coordination, maybe between departments or with external partners. I liaise with partners to ensure smooth project delivery. When you implement something, you're putting a plan into action, making strategic decisions real. My role involves implementing digital transformation strategies.
Action-oriented.
Yes. To facilitate means making a process easier. It's the C1 choice for leading group progress smoothly. I facilitate workshops to optimize workflows. Describing yourself as accomplished, highly skilled, achieved much, it's powerful. I'm an accomplished financial analyst. Expertise signals deep, specialized knowledge. My main area expertise is risk management. And a proven track record, concise, impactful evidence of success. I have a proven track record in leading successful product launches. Finally, results-driven, focused on outcomes. I am a results-driven manager committed to exceeding targets. These words aren't just fancy, they're precise tools for impact.
That's a great breakdown. And just quickly, before we wrap up, our source also touched on a few common FAQs for C1 learners. Length. We said 20-40 seconds. Humor. Probably best to stick to professionalism initially, right?
Definitely. Build rapport first, humor later,
right.
Carefully.
What if you blank? Freeze up.
Take a breath. Smile. It happens. Just return confidently to your main points, name, role, key expertise. Reset.
Okay. And making it memorable.
Specific examples, strong verbs, and really tailoring it to them, to their interests. That's what sticks.
Perfect. So to wrap up our deep dive today, professional introductions. They're way more than just a formality. They are a genuine strategic communication skill. By mastering that sophisticated vocabulary, carefully structuring your message, and adapting it smartly to your audience and context, you really can make a lasting, positive, and incredibly impactful impression every single time.
Indeed. Maybe the final thought for everyone listening is this. Consider how much more impactful your very next introduction could be if you focus not just on what you say, but on how every word strategically positions you for what comes next, collaboration, influence, opportunity. Be intentional.
Great final thought. And remember, this deep dive into business English vocabulary and expressions for professional introductions was brought to you by LingExam.com. You can find this fantastic guide and so much more there to keep sharpening your business English, especially hitting that C1 level and beyond. So please do visit their website, LingExam.com, explore what they offer. We really encourage you to take these insights, put them into practice, and keep pushing forward on your learning journey. You've definitely got this.